views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the hit show, Heart Center Talk Radio, with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quests. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
Welcome, everyone. Bless you, and I hope that you are safe and happy and bearing with the weather if you're on the East Coast, especially the Northeast. And for those of you who are challenged in any way today, I am asking angels of mercy, comfort, healing, and protection to be with you for your safety, for your well-being, for your advancement on your spiritual path of enlightenment, freedom, and self-realization. Today, we have a great opportunity to be with a great ascended master known as Saint Germain, who many in the New Age movement know to be the Aquarian master for the dawning golden crystal age of Aquarius. He is the avatar of the 2,000-year period that we are just beginning to move into from the age of Pisces, where beloved Jesus, the Christ, was the primary example of the perfect man aligned with God through his Sacred Heart, through his beautiful teachings on mercy and love, kindness, and authenticity. Saint Germain is here with us to share insights into what we can do collectively and individually to move into this Aquarian age with great understanding, with dialogue with one another, moving beyond conflict, war, in harmony, and what we call duality, and kind of a mindlessness that comes from our programming and that which we have accepted kind of as the norm in our world, rather than what we all in our souls and our hearts yearn for, which is peace, brother sisterhood, understanding, and true freedom to pursue happiness, a divine life, and the graces of the Spirit that are really given to us by God as these inalienable rights to pursue the highest goals and values in our world. So if you have a question for beloved Saint Germain, who is overshining me and will be with us in spirit, you can call the number 1-800-930-2819. And I've already received from a few people some questions until we have our first caller. And I'd like to address one of these right now. Saint Germain recently shared through me on December 31st his prophecy for 2015. And he said that developing critical skills like conflict resolution would help us. And so this person asks, how can we do this? And what are some more practical ways of dealing with the conflict that we see all around us? So Saint Germain says that meditation practice, especially in the schools at a very young age, will help to calm the psyche of children who are there as the advocates for peace and harmony in this coming age. When there is a meditation practice at a very young age, children can calm themselves. They don't feel that they have to immediately have things. They learn patience. They learn to wait, to abide, and to seek understanding. And this understanding they learn comes mostly from within themselves rather than from the outside. When we can have schools that model a true path of learning, which unfortunately most of our schools today do not really follow the ancient methodologies of learning, children can work with nature. They move in a different educational mode and model using the Socratic method, where their mentors or teachers ask questions that draw from within them their own innate wisdom and the true understanding that comes to all of us from within our hearts. And that understanding can be accessed through stillness, through silence, through the still small voice that we all know as our conscience, which is, in a sense, our true self. There is a school in Russia near the Baltic Sea where the children actually develop the curricula. They cook the meals. They do the cleaning. They actually have built the building. And they work with mentors to facilitate a very quick means of learning all of what in the West, in our normal schools, takes years, which they do in a very short period of time. Now, how does this happen? It happens because all children are geniuses, and we de-genius them over time by putting them into schools which are like giant boxes, where they are disempowered. They're told to sit still in rows at desks. They all learn the exact same way, and we have not understood the true learning methodologies that utilize all of their inner skill sets that they learn in different ways, audibly, visually, tactically, or in a tactful way, by feeling, etc. Saint Germain says that heart-centered schools are required that will allow children to get out of the classroom, into the environment, into the community, and into experiential learning. Book learning has not sufficed to bring us to world peace. Memorizing facts, being fed information, most of which is forgotten very quickly, does not suffice to bring us to that point of our true enlightened selfhood. So when we empower children from an early age to learn the right methodologies of how to learn, how to grow from within, rather than to simply be spoon-fed information which is lost, they will discover all kinds of amazing things. They will be the advocates for truth, enlightenment, and a new renaissance. So we have Dennis on the line from San Diego. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hi, David. I have a question for Saint Germain and about the crystal golden age. And it's been written that there have been past crystal golden ages, and that what is the golden age, and how are we going to, so that we can envision it, to achieve it? I know it affects all areas of life, socially, economically, politically, and even religiously. I wonder what the records of the past golden ages look like so that we can have a better idea of what we're trying to achieve.
Well, a true golden crystal age is one that allows for what we call a solar civilization to emerge. And the solar means that it is charged with the light of illumination, wisdom, true teachings that come from God, from the source, which is within us, because we know Jesus said the kingdom of God is within. So if we're looking for a true kingdom of God, we first have to see that it is within ourselves. It's not something that is far distant, either in space or in time. It is not distant in the sense that we can't access it now. We can, and how do we do that? By going within. So the Golden Crystal Ages were ages in which there were enlightened people, and the gold symbolizes the light of the sun of that true wisdom that every man, woman, and child had access to because their leaders were enlightened, their leaders were true, they weren't corrupted, they were selected by their attainment, by their enlightened consciousness, by the fact that they were servant leaders, they were true shepherds of the people, rather than what we see today, people seeking for money, power, and influence. So when we have true leadership, the leadership guides us to a solar civilization where we are encouraged to access all kinds of inspiration directly from the sun, which is the greatest example of an enlightened being in the universe for all of us, because the sun provides life to us on the earth and to all life forms on the earth. And the master Omram Mikhail Ivanhoff, the great avatars of past ages in India and in these ancient civilizations, all understood this dynamic of not the worship of the sun as just a symbol or an icon or an idol. It was the alignment with the energy, the vitality, the God essence of the sun. And by aligning ourselves with and intuiting from within what we are instructed by that sun to engage in, we can have an enlightened consciousness. We can have an enlightened society. Right now, there is a lot of duality and disparity between peoples because there is not a unity field of beingness that has come about because we accept one another as of one God, that we're all brothers and sisters. We're all sons and daughters of God. And so there's conflict. There's non-resolution. So I'm David Christopher Lewis. We're here with our beloved Saint Germain, the Master of Aquarius, who will share more with us on what it will take for us to find, discover, and re-engage in a golden crystal age of Aquarius. Stay tuned. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
To Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm David Christopher Lewis. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio, and we're here with Saint Germain today to talk about the golden crystal age that is dawning upon Earth, what we can do to realize it. We have another caller on the line from Baltimore. Warren, go ahead, Warren.
Hi. I saw a documentary one time on Christopher Columbus, and in that documentary, it stated that he wrote in his diary on October 11th, 1492, that something supernatural happened, something strange happened on that day, but he didn't elaborate on what occurred. I wonder if it has anything to do with the Golden Age coming.
Well, as some people know, Christopher Columbus was an embodiment of Saint Germain, and he was the individual who was at the very center of, in a sense, finding these shores and this country for the Western world at that time in Europe. And so there was a great shift in emigration of people to this land. And regardless of what you may feel about him in terms of what some of the current historical attitudes about Christopher Columbus are, he was a very spiritual person. He had a vision earlier on in his life about what his mission would be, to bring kind of a flame and a truth to the West so that there would be freedom of expression. And remember, a couple hundred years later, people emigrated a lot because they felt the need to get out of Great Britain, France, and other nations because of the conflicts that were going on with overtaxation and control. So Saint Germain, as Christopher Columbus, was instrumental in bringing about really an age of enlightenment in one sense, and he continued to do that in subsequent embodiments as Saint Francis Bacon, which was his last lifetime before his ascension. So getting back to his vision was, or the mystical experience that he had, dealt with seeing into the future, the glory of God, of what this nation, America, would do to bring freedom, justice, prosperity, and new invention and discoveries to the entire planet. America was always destined to be a land of freedom and opportunity, and it has been that way since its inception, even though we've had rough starts with slavery and the way we treated the Native peoples. I think everyone understands that we could have done better in our ancestry, at least the white ancestry, and the way that we treated these peoples. Yet at the core of what this nation stands for is an enlightened age. And our founding fathers had a great vision of what America could be with the inalienable rights they wove into the sacred documents, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution that we even now abide by. Unfortunately, because of control factors, the powers that were in the banking systems and what we've seen manifesting through our government overreach into our personal affairs, especially over taxation, these manipulations continue and freedom is not really here in the fullest sense in the United States today. Yes, we are still probably the freest nation upon earth in one sense, and yet there's the overreach of the NSA. We know what's happening with all of these controls, and it is not our destiny to have unenlightened leadership that thwarts the divine plan of America. So Saint Germain saw in this vision, as Christopher Columbus, the destiny of America. He was in awe of it. He saw as a flash in that moment how imperative it was for him to reach the shores that he would be sailing to, and you know, which occurred, you know, that what was it, the next day, October 12th. And so it was a mystical experience. It was a realization that God was in charge. There was a divine hand that was in the affairs of mankind, that when we would pray and when we would be on our knees and be in supplication to the divine, we would have the answers to everything. And this is what he did. He was a man of prayer. He was a man of action. And he, you know, it took a number of years for him to secure the resources to make that trip. And many of you may not know that he was not Italian. He was actually Spanish and was born in Spain, grew up in Spain, and finally secured the resources from Queen Isabella, even though he originally went to Portugal to try to get those resources and those ships. So
that's also part of the documentary.
Yes. So Christopher Columbus is an icon in our history. His name and fame has been tarnished of late, and I see that as an assault upon this great master of Aquarius and the true destiny of the United States, which the Masons understood because many of our founding fathers were Masons. So now getting back to our primary subject about a golden crystal age, Saint Germain has always had this vision through a number of lifetimes. As Francis Bacon, he began some very mystical secret societies that were invested in great discoveries and in overcoming the control factors of, at the time, the Catholic Church and the powers that were in Europe through the money interests and the banking institutions, which have tried to stifle freedom of expression, both in the West and now throughout the world. And so what will it take to get beyond these control factors? An enlightened populace, people that are awakened and quickened to the truth of what is really transpiring. And so one of the greatest obstacles to the Golden Crystal Age is the dumbing down of society through the educational system, through the media, and the new media is arising even now through the internet, through the youth, through all manner of instantaneous forms of communication that brings the truth into play rather than what the controlled media would have us always believe and accept, because they are trying to get across their sense of the way that things should be because of money and power. And we know these control factors exist. It's great that I'm able to speak these words on a free and open media, and it is one of the, you know, the most important freedoms that we have: freedom of religion, freedom of the media, the right to bear arms, etc. So I mentioned earlier the Golden Crystal Age and how important it is for us to have an enlightened consciousness. Gold itself is important. And a return to the gold standard is important for a Golden Crystal Age. There was a time in the American history where citizens were not even allowed to own gold. And that was an assault on our financial freedom. So fortunately, now we can. When you wear gold, when you have gold, it brings the energy of what is considered as precipitated sunlight into your awareness, into your consciousness, into your environment and on your body. And that itself is transformative. We have another individual on the line, I believe, Susan from Madison, Wisconsin. Go ahead, Susan.
Hi, David. My question overlaps Warren's. I was already on hold before I heard his. It was more about feeling comforted and wisdom about how we treated the Native peoples and other things that the United States government may have done wrong over the years, and yet we feel that this is the land of hope and, you know, the best hope for the world and ourselves. And I'd just like more comfort and wisdom about that, please.
Well, I think we all acknowledge that we've made mistakes. However, I see most of those mistakes having been made by ignorant individuals who were the pawns of the powers that be, or that were, who are always engaged in trying to dominate through money and through influence. Now, we as light bearers can speak up, we can demand of our leaders that we retain the freedoms that our founding fathers saw for us. We have votes, we have the ability to contact our representatives, speak up. And last week I interviewed Lane Burke, who is an amazing woman of action. And even as an octogenarian, she's still doing things today to make a difference. And this is what it will take. It takes people who see a need and act and speak up and are not fearful in any way to be bold and brave and courageous to speak the truth into the very teeth of the lie. And we have some of our leaders that are willing to do this. And often the media ignores them. And one of them I have to call out today as one that I feel is an enlightened being who I hope and the Ascended Masters hope will at least be on the ballot for the next major presidential election. And I know I'm getting political here, but I have to say that this individual is a doctor, and his name is Rand Paul. He speaks the truth as he sees it, feels it. And I have to say, no matter what your political persuasion, when you have someone that is willing to speak the truth, there you have a heart that is true to God. So there you have it from none other than Saint Germain, that this is one who has the courage and the wherewithal to lead in a righteous and divine way. In terms of how we treated the Native peoples, I have my own personal experience about that, which I can talk about later. So we're at our second intermission here. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Lewis. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
I just love that harp music. It's the music of the heart. And this is the Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis, and you're listening today on the 28th of January to St. Germain's teachings and sharings about how we can precipitate a golden crystal age. I did get a text before we have our next caller, and someone says, what can I do with things I see in the outer world that I feel are controlling or limiting? St. Germain says, see them as lessons and invitations to learn what the divine is sharing with your soul. Every seeming limitation or controlling factor may be seen as a guest within the framework of your life for you to actually communicate with and learn from. He says that our greatest enemies are actually our greatest teachers. Our diseases are communicating that we require greater focused attention upon our sacred temple, which is our body, by working on our body, our emotions, and our mind to move through this temporary lack of comfort that we call disease. He says challenging relationships often bring us to the tipping point where we see the requirement to work on ourselves rather than blaming others, our spouse, our loved ones, our family, our coworkers, our boss, for our issues or problems. We can produce amazing and miraculous works by concerted and concentrated effort. We can overcome these seeming control factors. And when we see them as these little nodes or irritations within ourselves, we can transmute them through the flame of freedom, which Saint Germain calls the violet laser light. We can visualize this violet color, which is the color of Aquarius, and we can see it transforming, transmuting, and freeing stuck energies within ourselves which when let loose and actually embraced in one sense and just breathed into, can bring us greater peace and freedom and happiness. So Richard on the line from Seattle. Go ahead, Richard.
Hi, David. I have a question for Saint Germain. Now, we've heard about what schools should be like for teaching the children. We've heard what the politicians, you know, that we desire to have in the golden crystal age. And my question is, what can we do right now, right today, each one of us, to help most quickly usher in the golden age? I guess that's the best way I can phrase it.
We can go within and find the kingdom of God within ourselves through daily meditation, stillness, and sending love, sharing love, being love. Now, that may sound kind of woo-woo and new agey, yet it has the practical aspect of it where we offer our service. We give to others. We look at the needs around us in our local community, in our neighborhood, and we try to meet those needs in whatever way we can. Imagine what life would be like if every citizen was giving and wasn't asking so much as offering. In other words, like John Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. If all of us live like that, then all the needs of everyone would be met because we would be seeking out what those needs are and doing the best we could to help people. When people try to get or snatch or grab, this is an attitude of want and lack, and they haven't gone within to find the source of inner abundance through the alchemy of love to really become who they are. And we've all done this at various times in our life or in past lives, so we can all learn from this, and we don't say, well, that person is unconscious. We all have a certain level of unconsciousness that we can transmute and move through and embrace and then overcome through love. So every day is an opportunity to love. Every day is an opportunity to give. Every day and every moment of every day, you can breathe in love and light, and you can exhale conscious awareness to all life. The one thing that many of us can do is grow our own food, because right now Saint Germain says that the food itself that most of us are taking in, or most of society, is tainted. It's not even actually food anymore. It's manipulated. It's processed to the point of having no energy of the sun left in it, no vitality, living essences. And so by growing our own food, it will stimulate the inner nerve centers of consciousness and presence within us so that we can actually be more aware, we can be more real. When we eat unreal food, we become unreal, he says. So look to our diet first, for many of us, to find means whereby we can actually eat live, real food, because then we will become live and real people. And I know for me personally, in my youth, this was the first point of my self-transformation, was questioning the diet that I was eating and becoming a vegetarian and eating conscious food. So it was a very important phase of my life. Hey, we have another caller, Richard, on the phone from Montana. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Daniel from Montana. Go ahead.
Now, our American Constitution mandates that we have a national defense, and the old wisdom says a good defense is a good offense. And there are even spiritual teachers that say we must support freedom fighters who use and use force for effective defense. But then on the other hand, of course, Jesus said, turn the other cheek and love thine enemies. So how do we reconcile that dualism that says we must use force to preserve a more healthy way of life, like what was in Tibet compared to the corrupted Chinese that took them over, as opposed to the philosophy that says God gives us life and only God has the right to take it away, even if our enemies steal our land and kill our people?
Well, the model that we had with Gandhi and Martin Luther King are key for us to embrace. There is power and a collective energy of non-resistant love and the force of truth that speaks into the teeth of the error and the lie, that calls it to task, calls it for what it is, and yet doesn't require necessarily violence to meet the ends that we desire. Now, as a last resort, if you are attacked, you have every right to defend and actually disarm the person and actually bring them to their feet, bring them to their knees so that they can't kill you or whatever. So that is why we have the Second Amendment for defense. And it's partly to defend against tyranny from within our own government, within our, the powers that be. And it's not just for hunting or whatever. It was for self-defense in case things got bad with our government. And this is kind of a misunderstood thing. And of course, none of us desires murder, mayhem, or violence. And yet, if we disarm completely, we're going to have issues, because that's when Nazism and totalitarianism can overcome us. So there's a balance here where in an enlightened spirit, we use our defenses, as you said, as an offense. And actually, I played basketball when I grew up a lot, and our coach said the greatest defense is an offense. So he kind of had the opposite approach too, which is if you are aggressive in a positive way, you can transform things in an amazing way. Believe it or not, we're at the next commercial intermission. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more. Stay tuned.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. And before I take the final caller for today, I'd like to share that tomorrow evening we have Reverend Donna Korth with a free HeartShare teleclass. And the information is on the website heartscenter.org, H-E-A-R-T-S, center.org, 7 to 8 p.m. Mountain Time. There's a teleconference phone number and access code on our site for you to check out. Also, on February 19th, I'll be interviewing a very special guest on this program. It's Greg Braden. Greg is a pioneer in bridging science, spirituality, and the real world. He's the author of a number of excellent-selling books, The God Code, The Divine Matrix, Fractal Time, Deep Truth, and his latest book called The Turning Point. He says, there's a time when every crisis can become transformation, when simply surviving can become joyous thriving. In our lives, that time is the turning point. In our world, that time is now. So this is going to be a fantastic time with Greg Braden on February 19th. Also, we have a wonderful opportunity for you to attend a Spring Equinox Mayer University event, Jesus on the New Jerusalem and the New Age. It's March 20th through 22nd in Livingston, Montana, and we broadcast by video streaming throughout the world simultaneously. So you can also check this out on our website, heartscenter.org. And we now have a caller on the line, Donna from Texas. Go ahead, Donna.
Hi, David. The question I have, which several people have asked me, and I don't really know the answer fully, is how will the total solar eclipse coming on March 20th, and then the full moon lunar eclipse on April 4th, how do these affect us, and how can we be prepared to work with these eclipses?
Well, the thing to do during an eclipse is to magnify the light of the sun of your own solar presence, what we call the solar presence, or your I am presence, through prayer and meditation. You may even desire to fast that day if you have a momentum on fasting, to really go within and access the light of the sun from within yourself, so that when that light of the sun is eclipsed, it won't eclipse who you are or the light blazing within your auric field and through your consciousness. So I see astrological configurations as opportunities for learning rather than as harbingers of something dire or destructive, even though in past ages, sometimes, you know, some civilizations, you know, dreaded the eclipse of the sun because they saw this both as a physical reality and symbolic of the eclipsing of the light of life itself. So what we do is we access that life energy from within our hearts, and we realize it's only temporary and it's not something permanent. And all of these astrological configurations are just opportunities. The stars don't control us. We control our destiny by our consciousness, by our awareness, by our free will. And lest anyone think that, you know, they have to always go to some astrologer to learn what's going to happen and how it will affect them, well, you can learn a lot through meditation and by kind of studying your own life, the cycles of your life, your biorhythms, and really assessing for yourself through intuition, through inner knowledge and wisdom, what is going on, and be aware of what is coming and yet realize that it can't control you. You are in the driver's seat of your destiny. When you are one with God, you are in a spirit of cooperation with the source. So I hope that helps a little bit. We have another caller, and I think we may be able to squeeze them in. Robert from California. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, I have heard that when a certain percentage of people on the earth reach a certain level of spiritual enlightenment, that there will be a tipping point. And a tipping point would be moving toward the golden age. And are we anywhere near this tipping point? And what would it look like after we reach that tipping point?
Well, to have a full-blown golden crystal age means that the entire civilization across the earth is in a state of peace, harmony, balance, freedom, where all of what we desire to truly manifest is in actuality occurring because we have shifted over probably a number of years and potentially a number of decades and even generations into this new awareness where we kind of go beyond the two-strand DNA matrix or model. You know, some people claim that, you know, we're divinely ordained to have 12 strands of DNA. And what this to me means is that we are fully connected to our divine source or I Am Presence through our ongoing focused attention, loving adoration, and inner stillness. And when we can access all those higher energies and frequencies on a daily and consistent basis, then we will see the permeation of this awareness of kind of God consciousness, solar awareness throughout the world. We can avert catastrophes. We can overcome the problems in society, the violence, the animosity of races toward each other or religions. All of this will begin to gradually dissolve when people awaken and are quickened kind of in this Buddhic awareness. And that's what the crystal in the Golden Crystal Age really signifies, is more of a Buddhic awareness of non-dualism and unity and beingness. Now, you'll hear these terms more and more often, and even in the media, in coming days and years, unity, beingness, and it's going to be permeating everything to a greater extent, and the youth themselves will be bringing it forth almost in a beautiful, natural way through their consciousness, aligned with the sun, with the divine powers and graces of God. We will see the dissolving of isms and the schisms in the world by people realizing that it's futile to engage in violence or judgment and criticism of anyone or anything. And when we stop criticizing ourselves first and accepting who we are as sons and daughters of God, this begins the process of converting everything into the new reality. And we move beyond the sense of conflict, the sense of dualism, and the awakening process will accelerate even more. Now, one of the major things that can happen, as you say, this tipping point, is that we educate people through shows such as this, through books, through media offerings that bring this awareness to the masses. And it's something that all of us in some way, in our own personal way, can engage in by giving our gifts, by giving who we are in a beautiful and conscious way. So everyone out there, no matter who you are, you have something beautiful, divine, and loving to offer the universe. find that and go for it. Don't let anything limit you. Find the source, the fountain of your own truth, and, you know, be intrepid, be courageous, and just decide that no matter what comes your way, you're going to give it to the planet. Like those who have discovered and gone beyond the seeming constraints and limitations that society or civilization has set for them. So thank you so much, everyone, for being with us today. It's been wonderful to have the Master Saint Germain with us. I will be releasing in March a wonderful new book, Saint Germain on Advanced Alchemy. Look for it. Check out heartcenter.org, our website, and you will find many opportunities for service and enlightenment. Thanks, Brian, for being our host, technician, and God bless you all. Take care.
You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance and healing. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit HeartCenterTalkRadio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week. Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.